This is Jeff Oak. Welcome to Taking Care of Your Business, conversations for leaders who are humble, hungry, and smart. I'm absolutely delighted to have James Ducich in the studio for an interview. James is the CEO of MintX and a member of my Vistage group. James, delighted to have you.
Thank you, Jeff, for having me. Very excited to be on.
Yeah. So tell us briefly, what does MintX do?
So MintX, we originally started, I have a family business that manufactures, has been in the trash bag business actually for over 60 years. And one of our largest customers called and said, hey, we've got, you know, rats all over our trash and it's a huge problem for us. So my father came up with the concept of repelling rodents from trash, and it turns out it was mint. At that point, I had graduated in 2007 from Hobart College, came into the business. Him and I basically started this. So MintX originally developed as a rodent repellent trash bag, and then we grew into retail. And then now we are in the retail trash bag space.
Okay. Okay. Wonderful. And just from our own conversations, I know that you've branched out into many, many different kinds of scents, which is really quite cool. And you're the only EPA certified?
The only EPA registered rodent repellent trash bag in the world.
Okay. Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. So about a year ago, you joined Vistage. We reached out and had a nice conversation. And what was it that drew you to the peer advisory group concept of Vistage?
So obviously you had reached out to me, and I, at that point, had been CEO for about probably 3 months. And I didn't have a firm kind of foothold on a group of people that I can go to and talk to. And, you know, coming from a family business, you don't have other peers that are, you know, outside of your business. You kind of function within your family. You're also dealing with customers and clients and what have you. But at the time, there was a bit of a void, you know, in my professional life. And when you called, and we obviously spoke, and I spoke to another member, and she was great. And I asked her all the questions that probably most, you know, people, CEOs considering Vistage ask. You got me to the first meeting. You know, and it's funny because, you know, just thinking about Vistage, and you've heard me say this obviously a lot of times, it was probably the second or third meeting where I really started to get to know the group, that it really started to make the impact. Because at first you feel, you know, a little bit nervous going in there. What is this? Does it apply to me? I'm spending
what are the whole year. People like, all sorts of questions.
Yeah, absolutely. One could only imagine.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a great choice.
Yeah. Well, and you've been such a tremendous addition to the group. Really delighted to have you. I'm going to get to impact a little bit later, but you mentioned it was at the second or third meeting. And for those who may not know, one of the elements of the Vistage platform are monthly meetings in person that run basically the entire day. How do you, man, you're a busy guy, you got a big business complex growing, lots going on. How do you manage the time commitment of that all-day meeting?
It's a great question. So I'll tell you, at first, it was definitely a little bit awkward, you know, kind of having your phone out but not being on your phone. What I quickly learned is to manage my business properly for me to be out. And what I've done is I send out calendar invites. Well, it's a standing calendar invite now that everybody has in their Outlook calendar. And then I socialize it with them. So I spoke to them, let them know what it was. You know, coming from a smaller family business that we've you know, obviously grown substantially in the past couple of years, there's not a whole lot of, it's not like corporate America where you have a lot of different, you know, seminars and programs. Sure. So it's kind of new to them. Every month I would go and they would know I wasn't here, but it wasn't really until I kind of brought them under the tent. We actually took them to the Long Island EOS seminar. Yes. That we really got to experience this like new way of doing business. And I told them, I said, guys, every month I'm blessed enough to go and I get this kind of experience every month. And now, and they loved it and their reaction to it was phenomenal. So now it's not, I'm going to Vistage, which is my CEO peer group. It's at my business meeting tomorrow. So, you know, yes, sure. If you need me, text me and I'll call you during your break. Sure. But it's, at first it was a little bit wonky, but that was probably one meeting. And now I keep my phone in the bag. I don't even have it.
Yeah. No, the act of stepping away from the business, away from the day-to-day business for a day to work on the business, to really think strategically, is really so critical. And it's hard to do with the demands that people have. And the work that I observe members like yourself doing in the meetings, working on your business, is truly extraordinary to watch that month in and month out, and learning how you manage it in terms of socializing your workforce makes a ton of sense. And another part of the Vistage platform, of course, is the one-to-ones that you and I have privately, private executive coaching. What value do you get from those one-to-ones?
So the one-to-ones, and this for any prospective Vistage member, they would notice this if and when they join Vistage. The more time we know each other, the faster the time during a one-on-one runs out. They're what I call a safe zone. It's like business therapy. So when you and I are talking, and you know, obviously now if you and I speak, and I bring up either an event or a employee or anything of that nature, there's no like, hey Jeff, do you remember this, or refresh me on this? It's like we had the conversation yesterday. Yes. But for me, really, it's the opportunity to dig in deeper to an issue that I might be facing in business or even at home. In business, and we talked about at a retreat, our home is an extension of us. And we're out of the house a lot and we're traveling, so we bring it home with us. So for us to be able to speak with you and kind of get that level set, and also take a step back and really, look at ourselves, look at our business, and find out, we call them kind of like blind spots, areas that we didn't necessarily think we had an area we have to be careful of. It's a way to really develop that and make it, a stronger part of being a leader.
Sure. Yeah. The focusing on the blind spots. We all have self-limiting beliefs too. We've talked about that from time to time. Stories that go in our heads that have the effect of not always empowering us, but in fact sometimes getting in our own way. And that's where the perspective of outside peers can be extraordinarily powerful, because they've got nothing to lose, and we'll call the question, as you well know.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Jeff, there's one other thing I wanted to mention with the one-on-ones. As a leader and as a new CEO, I didn't go to school for being a CEO. There's not a whole lot of CEO academies out there. There are certain behaviors that a seasoned CEO has, and one of them is listening and asking more questions. And you have taught me how to listen, how to pause, and really take in the question, and then ask questions back, and ask and dig in more. And tell me more about this. And at first, it's a little bit, when you're not used to it, you're like, why is this guy asking me so many questions? And then you realize that if he doesn't ask me questions, he's not going to know about me. And the same thing goes for my employees. If you don't, kind of break down that first level of questions and stop talking yourself, you're never going to really get to the root.
Yes. No, and you've commented before that we do things in the Vistage meeting, which is a little bit like a learning laboratory. And then you try them out in your company. Like the questioning and the asking and learning and the developmental orientation. And you're really a model for how to bring some of the skills and capabilities that we're practicing in our group meetings back to your companies. James, you mentioned, you referred to our retreat back in the fall, and spouses were invited to that retreat, and many of them came. And one of the powerful moments for me was hearing from members and from their spouses about the impact of Vistage on their leadership, both personally and professionally. Talk to me a little bit about that.
So the retreat was phenomenal. And I think that was probably a big pivotal moment for me with Vistage. And I was full tilt Vistage before, but after the retreat, I really felt the deep connection to the members. Having my wife there, you know, we talked about this a little bit earlier, but it's difficult to, you know, be so deep in your business all day long and then come home and, you know, kind of poured on to your spouse or significant other or partner, and then them not able to have a kind of like a reprieve. So that in itself was great. But the impact that this has made on me, learning how to network, learning how to meet people in different industries. So before I came to the first meeting, I think I assumed that everybody would be a very, you know, polished, slick back hair kind of CEO out of like a movie. And what you soon realize is that CEOs are, they're very similar. They work really hard. They're passionate. They care about their business. They care about their people and they care about their family. And they're really trying to do their best to make every day, a better environment for their company and for their customers as well. But yeah, as far as me personally, it opened up a whole, besides the behavior set of how to do certain things and how to act in a more professional and efficient way, it showed me how to branch out of my norm and how to be vulnerable. And that's tough to do when you're used to being, when you're a leader, you don't have a whole lot of opportunities to be vulnerable during the day. And yes, there's a few people you can talk to, but really they're looking to you to be the strength of the company. So you always have to have the strong hat on, which is what we do. And we do it day in and day out. But the confidentiality that we have with Vistage, to me, is the most important thing. Because I think all of us go there knowing that we could really speak about what we're dealing with, how it's affecting us, and also hearing input from other members. So for me, being there, listening, and just experiencing other perspectives and meeting other people and then finding them so interesting of what they do and how they manage, and us being so different but also so similar, is really incredible.
Yeah. Thank you, James, for sharing that. And one of the things that I've noticed in the group, we've periodically do self-assessments or tools from outside entities that provide perspective on ourselves, in essence, from a third party. And some of those can really induce a good amount of vulnerability when you look at an assessment and you realize, wow, I'm not perfect in every way. And here's some documentation for stuff that I need to work on. And I've appreciated the level to which you have embraced that. You're very learning focused, I've noticed, and are hungry for that, those kind of outside perspectives, not only from the members, but from some of these assessments and other tools that really shed light on our own leadership, both those areas that are towering strengths for us, but also those areas that are opportunities. And earlier today, we were talking about, you know, some of your own towering strengths in the midst of course, talking about all the things that we're working on as leaders.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah. And James, what advice would you give to someone who's contemplating Vistage?
So my advice for someone contemplating Vistage is, when you join Vistage, you need to go in there with a mindset of betterment and of, I don't want to say patience, but it might take someone two or three meetings to fully feel it. For me, it was two or three meetings, and unless there is something so drastically important that I cannot miss it, every second Tuesday of the month, I'm at Vistage, and that's just, that's it. But I really think what they should consider is, with Vistage, the more you put in, the more you'll get out of it. Mm-hmm. So being interactive with other members, you know, committing to your one-on-ones and really going there with a sense of purpose and going to the meeting with a sense of purpose. You know, I tell my wife every time I call her from home, on the way home from the meeting, she said, "How was it?" I said, "It was phenomenal, but I'm exhausted." She says, "What do you mean?" I'm like, it's a lot of thinking. I mean, you're really, it's a lot, and it's, you're, you're on and when you're passionate about business and you hear other members talk about their business, you so badly want to jump in and say, oh, what about this? And ask questions. And it's great. And I really do believe that the more you put in, the more you get out. And it's almost, it's like being part of a team. It really is. And I think our group, we're competitive. We are very similar and very different at the same time. But you want to be there for them and you want to show up and you also don't want them to miss out. And I think what a lot of leaders don't realize when it comes to outside leaders is that you have a lot to offer. And I think that's something that probably gets overlooked. While the group has a lot to offer, so do you. And At first, I didn't think I had much to offer. I said, I'm going to go in there. I want to be the dumbest guy in the room. And turns out obviously talk a lot, but it's well respected, and to me, it's been a life changing experience.
It really has. Thank you, James. About the group, how would you describe the culture of the group?
They are amazing. We have such a diverse set of industries, but in a way, everybody has clicked so well and come together. We're competitive. We are diligent. We're respectful. I think everybody in the group has a special relationship with you. I think it's pretty evident. And I think you the same with them, and everybody feels comfortable in the group. The more time you spend there, and the more you meet other members and hear about their business or hear about their kids or hear about their lives, that next meeting becomes that much more enjoyable. And you want to see them and you want to ask about their business and you want to learn about their business and what's going on in their life. And it's great. And they're honest. Everyone is very honest, and there's no, and I think that's what we really respect. There's not a whole lot of fluff in our meetings.
Yes.
We cut to the point.
It's an extraordinary group. You have brought so much to the group. You've been a terrific addition in continuing to shape the group. And I want to thank you for your investment in Vistage, your investment in your own growth as a leader, and some of the incredible things that you're doing. Makes me so proud and excited for you, for your family, for your company, for the impact that you're having on the community. You've been on the cover of Manhasset Living. You were Business Person of the Year for Northwell and led their biggest one-day golf campaign. You've contributed so much to the group, to your company, to the community, and I know how important your family is to you. So it's been an absolute pleasure getting to know you, continuing to get to know you, and want to thank you for your time today in the midst of a very busy schedule. So thank you, James.
Likewise, Jeff. Thank you for everything. Vistage has been a tremendous asset to me, and I've loved every second of it. And I've learned to work on the business, not in the business.
It's a great way to end. Thank you, James.
Thank you, Jeff.